And back across the border to Los Angeles now, where we encounter another type of scribe, author Denise Hamilton. She started out as a reporter, and even later, when she switched to fiction, the intimacy she developed reporting on L.A.'s immigrant community enriched her writing. Denise Hamilton's mystery novels now introduce outsiders to an L.A. culture they would have trouble finding on their own. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this report.
Denise Hamilton is sitting in the sun at a noisy sidewalk cafe in the trendy Los Feliz section of Los Angeles. It's noon, and the various coffee houses, boutiques, and restaurants that line Vermont Avenue are full of activity. This part of Los Feliz is a neighborhood Hamilton knows well, and she chose to feature it in her mystery series starring her heroine, Eve Diamond. Hamilton says she wanted to create an updated version of the city Raymond Chandler made famous in his mysteries.
His L.A. is not my L.A. I live in a very vibrant, multicultural place where you've got the first world living cheek by jowl with the third world, and these different cultures are rubbing up against each other and clashing. And I thought, that's what I want to do. I want to do like female Raymond Chandler of the early 21st century, of the millennium, and bring to it this kind of take that I had from being a reporter at the L.A. Times for so many years. So that's where Eve came from. She is my wilder alter ego.
About a decade ago, Hamilton was a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. On a whim, she joined a local writers group to try her hand at fiction. She remembers the advice fledgling fiction writers are often given. Write what you know.
So I thought, well, I guess I'm going to write about a white female newspaper reporter in L.A. And then I thought, well, what are some of the more interesting stories I've covered? And certainly the Parachute Kids was right up there.
Parachute Kids are teens from wealthy Asian families whose parents fly into Los Angeles, purchase expensive suburban homes near good public schools, and then return to Asia to run their businesses while the children virtually raise themselves. The object? Entry into a good American college. Hamilton's first mystery, The Jasmine Trade, grew out of her 1993 article about Parachute Kids. And although her real-life reporting on the phenomenon didn't include violence, Hamilton added murder to her plot. That was easy enough. She'd covered plenty of it on other stories.
I was an education reporter, so whenever, like, teenagers got involved with, you know, gang shootings or triple murders, well, who would get called out? The education reporter, because I would go out and interview the classmates and the school officials and the families, because I had those education contacts. So I thought, well, I guess I'm writing a crime novel then.
Crime moved to a different community in Sugar Skull, Hamilton's second book. Sugar Skull described assimilation's double-edged sword for upwardly mobile Latinos. In it, Hamilton moved her plot from the Jasmine Trade's wealthy Pasadena suburbs to the Los Feliz estates studding the hills above Vermont Avenue's commercial strip. Last Lullaby, just published, traces a connection between the overseas drug trade and the thriving private adoption market for Southeast Asian orphans. Eve's search for a missing child leaves a trail of dead bodies, one of them shockingly young. But while the action in Hamilton's novels often is grim, the settings can be quite beautiful. One of her favorite places in L.A. is the Silver Lake District. It's not far from busy Vermont Avenue, but instead of traffic, the air here is filled with bird calls and the distant drone of gardeners' leaf blowers. While Hamilton's Eve Diamond may work in other parts of the city, quiet Silver Lake is her home and sanctuary. Hamilton pauses at a place both she and Eve love.
We are sitting on the Cove Stairs. It's a staircase street in the Silver Lake Hills. I had never seen a scene in fiction set on one of these staircase streets, but living in the neighborhood, I hike them and I would walk the dog. And even though it's lovely, you can see the Silver Lake Reservoir, the sunlight is shining off the lake, but you're kind of isolated up here. And I thought, you know, this is a really good place to set a scene where Eve is being chased by some bad guys.
Chased by bad guys, stymied by bureaucrats, feared by illegal immigrants, and scorned by socialites. It's all in a day's work for Hamilton's Eve Diamond. Hamilton says the assorted grab bag of agendas that make up modern L.A. is an inexhaustible source for fictional inspiration.
I think that all the different cultures and different immigrant groups have made L.A. a much more vibrant and interesting place. Certainly for me, taking part in the city's cultural life, and certainly as a journalist, it's made it just a much more fascinating place to cover, and as a novelist. I mean, you can write about any community and get into all sorts of interesting ethnic and cultural and political and racial issues.
And, of course, when sparks do fly, Denise Hamilton will be there, taking notes. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
You can read excerpts from Denise Hamilton's newest novel, The Last Lullaby, on our website, npr.org.